Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And Sinn Féin back on the front pages yet again today, the third or fourth day in a row now that the party dominates the newspaper headlines. The Irish Sun, a party of secrecy and cover-up, Tánaiste hits out as Sinn Féin scandals deepen. The Irish Daily Mirror, Mary Lou teen text cover-up. Mary Lou MacDonald was accused of an elaborate cover-up for failing to disclose that a senator stood down after sending inappropriate text messages to a 17-year-old. Then we have the Irish Daily Mail, MacDonald accused of cover-up on shamed senator. Sinn Féin leader criticised after failing to reveal reasons for resignation of former Belfast mayor who sent texts to teenager. And the Irish Times, Sinn Féin accused of misleading Dáil over senator. Sinn Féin facing renewed pressure amid political charges that it may have misled the Oireachtas with a tribute to resigning Senator Niall O'Donnell last year. While the party is facing intense pressure amid a series of controversies, Mary Lou MacDonald telling the Dáil yesterday that the senator stepped down after sending inappropriate text messages to two individuals, one of whom we heard was a 17-year-old boy who contacted the party asking for the messages to stop, which triggered a formal party procedure. The second person did not make a complaint. There are pages and pages and pages of coverage in the papers today of Sinn Féin. Doesn't feel like the controversy is going away. From Mary Lou MacDonald, Piers Doherty will be on News Talk Breakfast to discuss it this morning. And of course, all the other political parties will be jumping on this and calling for clarity, and I presume there will be some who will maybe call for Mary Lou MacDonald's head. I don't know if we're at that stage yet, but certainly the crisis is deepening for Sinn Féin. Elsewhere on the front of the Irish Times, parents of children in commuter belt counties are being advised to apply to multiple secondary schools due to the volume of oversubscribed places in areas of high enrolment pressure. Now, I'm from Kildare. I can tell you this already happens. The parents I know already applied to multiple schools. Almost half of all secondary schools across the state are set to be oversubscribed in the coming school year. And the biggest concerns are Dublin, Kildare, Wicklow, Galway and Cork because of huge population growth in recent years. And now the Department of Education is writing to parents to advise them to apply to multiple schools in their area in case their child misses out on their first choice school place. This is going on in Kildare since I was in secondary school. Still is the case now. Some areas of Kildare, Prosperous, Clane, Selbridge, Naas, Kilcock, Kildare Town, Curragh, Maynooth and Newbridge. Some of those areas are seeing huge oversubscription because of sharp population increases. So there's big pressure on school places. Also on the front of the Irish Times, an institution in Dublin, Shanahan's on the Green, the restaurant in Dublin city centre has had to close until further notice due to financial challenges. Not the first or last restaurant closing, and we saw that big protest yesterday in the city centre. Elsewhere on the front of the Irish Daily Star, Joe, it's hit and misses. This is Mrs Brown's boys and Joe Duffy. Joe Duffy says that enemies are jumping at the chance to take down Brendan O'Carroll because they don't think that Mrs Brown's boys is funny. This follows on from the news yesterday that Brendan O'Carroll had apologised after some clumsy joke was made that was alleged racist undertones, and there was a big apology from Brendan O'Carroll after that. We don't know what the joke was, but he apologised for it, and Joe Duffy apparently has said that people are jumping at the chance to try and take down Brendan O'Carroll because they don't think that Mrs Brown's boys is funny. Elsewhere, I just see on the Times of London, if you're looking to get fit, you should go for a 30-second micro-walk, because this is the news that building very short micro-walks into your day may be a path to better health. Researchers found that when people people broke up a walk into stints of 10 to 30 seconds with breaks in between, they used up to 60% more energy than covering the same distance in one go. So perhaps if you're in an office, get up and jump around and go for a 30 second walk a few times a day, and this will help you get fit. It's called a 30 second micro walk. Very beneficial, according to researchers at the University of Milan. I see the Irish Times is warning people in Cork from Cork City Council that householders and businesses should protect their properties amid a period of very high astronomical spring tides from today until Sunday. So I'm sure people there will be crossing their fingers. Good news, if you're a fan of oat and almond milk, the price will not be hiked by changes to VAT. The Sun tells us there was concern that would have put up the cost of alternative milk. However, the Department of Finance says that oat and almond milk will not be going up in price, which is good news. And I see in the Mirror today, busy lives mean some of us are spending a whole workday a week on chores. Parents are spending a full day on housework and admin every week now. The average person in Ireland spends 3 hours a week on housework and admin, like booking appointments or banking. I'm trying to get house insurance at the moment, and I can tell you the hours trying to ring and get through to some of these companies. 14% of parents say they spend 7 hours a week on housework and admin. So that's a day's work a week that they're spending on that. And final story, Paul Mescal is all over the papers today. He's done a photo shoot with GQ magazine. But the Telegraph tells us that his mother was very upset by rumours about Paul Mescal's sex life. Earlier this year, the Normal People actor was the subject of claims that he had one-night stands before ditching women by sprinting away. Paul Mescal says they're categorically untrue, and he found it all hilarious. His mother, Dervla, did not, and she wanted the record corrected on that. The rumour was that Paul Mescal used to bring girls back and then the next morning bring them out for a walk and run away, but apparently that's not true at all, and his mother wanted that corrected. Anyway, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.